Rise FM at mornings. My name is Bumi, and that was Neo with BB Rex about to push back. So, I hinted earlier on in the morning that today, Gukula Sgaigai, Demculo, Mbatanga, she and her colleagues definitely took South Africa to the world. I'm talking about Magehilda Waga Tlobatla. Hilda Simologa Tlobatla Ukula Namtla Ulansa 80. She was part, or is rather, a part of the Maudela Queens. Kumazi, Maudela Queens. Hey, Asa Tubega, still fresh and still kicking it. Dancing in Dumzum Kashiobo. So, seeing as it's her birthday, and I said Mother's Day is around the corner, I really, really wanted to find out from her daughters. Ukuthabeng magelonjani. So, sibabambe bale nale, sabathola bonke, sibabuta ngaye Magi, bakula, imagine, you know, if your mother is one of the Maotela queens, what was it like? In fact, we started with the eldest daughter, Simbuta Gutsi. Mlaito wakhe kumake utsini.
Yo, you know, I love her to this, and I just pray the blessing of God that she breaks that milestone 100 years, because it's been her prayer, you know, to break that curse. You're dying young, you know, and I pray for many, many more years, and you know, and her just to be as busy as always, because I can't imagine her not working, you know. That's my message to her. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Smandwa.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Nelly, hello.
Hi, Nelly. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. And you?
Very well, thanks. You're speaking to Mpumi from Rise FM. We're celebrating your mother's birthday today, you being the youngest. So we heard that she has her own little Maotela queens.
Yeah.
You being the youngest, what is your fondest memory of her, growing up with her as your mother?
My fondest moments with her is she had a thing called handball. My mom used to have a thing called handball, and handball is when she would go abroad and take all her 3DM savings and buy every one of us, all family members, I'm talking about mom, buy gifts. Uh-huh. And when she gets home, the first thing when she opens the door, she will say, handball, and everyone gets a present. So we grew up knowing that there's something called handball.
And ever since, I mean, you know, I can't say she's retired, she's on her ball. Have you had any moments where she walks through the door and you're still waiting?
Nah.
Listen, thank you so much. Thank you for taking the time out. I know you're at work. We really, really appreciate this. And we hope this Mother's Day you will take care of her.
Of course, we are planning to take care of her. I am most definitely doing it.
Thanks, Nelly.
Thanks, Mpumi. Thank you so much for me. Bye.
Hi, Vanessa. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm awesome. You're speaking to Bumi from Rise FM.
Morning, Bumi. Morning.
So today's your mom's birthday and everybody wants to talk to her, but we want to find out from her daughters. Listen, we spoke to your eldest sister and your youngest sister. I left the middle child for a reason.
Always.
Who was mom's favorite?
Middle child is the stepchild always.
Between you and me, who was her favorite?
You know, I don't know what my sisters say, but I think I'm the favorite.
Why?
It's not even a secret though. I don't know why, but I think I'm the favorite.
Well, we heard from Nelly that there was something called handball, she said?
Hand a ball, yeah. So it's handball, so like handing over a ball. And basically, handball meant, so my mom would travel a lot. They traveled the world, and they would go on tours for, like, months on end. And whenever she came back, she would bring us, like, gifts and money, and she would go, handball, handball, handball. So I don't really know how handball started, where she got it from, but that's what it meant to us. She would just give us money, and I remember at the time, I remember being young, and my mom would give us, remember Maturandila?
Yes,
Lower Pepper. And it was such a big deal, baby. It just was like, it was a lot of money.
Okay, I see.
A lot with it.
Listen, Vanessa, you got to travel a lot with her. But looking at her now, what do you think she wants her legacy to be?
What was her legacy to be that they created music that meant something, you know? It's one of the things that she talks about now is, you know, their music was meaningful. And the music came from a place of pain and, you know, stress and trying to give people hope, you know? And I think that's what she hopes it still does to this day. And it bothers her that music has changed a lot. You know, the messaging is no longer what it used to be, you know? So I think that's that for me. That's what I think she would like the legacy to be.
Listen, thank you so much for your time. We hope you will spoil your mom and hand her a ball today and on Mother's Day and every other day. Wow, what a milestone.
Absolutely. She has a celebration today, tomorrow, and then we have the big one next month sometime. So we'll invite you guys.
Hey, listen, when I'm 80, I will have a celebration the whole month, okay? My birthday month. Cheers, cheers, Vanessa.
Thanks, sis. Bye. Thank you.
Shut up.